Now, more recently, we're launching a trial in stage 3B locally advanced patients. These are patients who are not candidates for surgery. They get chemoradiation, and if they have an EGFR mutation after chemo RT, they are randomized to osimertinib, our observation. So that's the study called the LAURA study that's just kicking off right now, and that'll also be a global study.
So what about durvalumab?
So for that particular study for EGFR mutated patients, they will not get durvalumab. It'll be just osimertinib, our observation. Since we think that the EGFR mutation question is still a relevant one to see whether osimertinib might fit in better than a PD-1 inhibitor. Now, the PACIFIC trial did show a favorable hazard ratio for the EGFR mutated patients. So in the US, my feeling is a lot of physicians would like to give patients durvalumab, but certainly in the global setting, the LAURA trial still remains very relevant.
What happened to that other trial? I thought it was a really cool trial. I think it somehow ended where they were going to give, the idea was to give targeted therapy. I think it was EGFR and ALK before chemo radiation.
Oh, okay. So that was the RTOG trial that you're referring to. And the idea was you take stage 3B patients or unresectable 3As, and if they have EGFR, you give them 3 months of TKI. They have ALK, you give them 3 months of crizotinib. And then you get to radiation part. Interesting study. Unfortunately, accrual was very poor. And because of that, the study was shut down early. So we're not going to learn much from the very limited number of patients that were enrolled to that trial.
I always thought it was kind of a good idea, and I'm kind of curious to ever do that outside a trial setting. It makes so much sense. Just give somebody osimertinib, shrink it down before you give them chemoradiation.
Yeah. Yes, it's a shame that that trial could not accrue patients.
Do you do that yourself outside a trial?
I have not done that. I think there are many questions that come up when you start with targeted therapy and you shrink the tumor. What do you radiate? Do you radiate the original field or do you radiate the remaining field where the tumor is just present? So it opens up some doors and questions we don't have answers to. So I don't do it outside of a clinical trial.
So I'm guessing we're not going to have an adjuvant answer for a while.
Adjuvant answer, the other adjuvant trial in the space is the NCI-led ALCHEMIST trial, where EGFR and ALK patients get specific targeted therapy versus observation. Those trials are proceeding well. The EGFR trial is more than halfway done. We anticipate it'll still be 3, 4 years before we have answers from there.